Mitt Romney says, take that. Big wins, Michigan and Arizona, for what it's worth, in the delegate count anyway. Pretty tight, though, with Rick Santorum in his own backyard, Michigan, where Romney grew up and his father was governor. So we'll talk about some of those results, plus the Dover dumpster. Imagine if one of your loved ones was a victim of 9/11, let's say on Flight 93, and it turns out that their remains, whatever there was, and I know there wasn't much, was mixed in with medical waste and dumped in a landfill. Ooh, that'd be tough to take, I think. That problem's been solved since 2008. Now remains are cremated and retired at sea, but it took a long time for that to happen, and there's still mistakes happening at Dover. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions. The real buzz in your backyard. When you see what's going on with Romney, are you an anybody but Romney person? And you're saying, oh, not again, man. This guy can't win. I cannot describe accurately how many signs I have seen in all the places that I've been along the way that read anybody but Romney. I mean, it's not a handful of people with little chalkboards they're holding up. I mean, it's much bigger than that. Yet he has a lot of support. Is this the guy who can defeat Barack Obama? And if you're a Democrat and you're listening to me, I've got friends on all sides of this thing. And really, they tell me they're behind the scenes. They are laughing their heads off because they truly believe Obama has a layup in store, that he will win this thing faster than you can blink your eyes five times. I don't agree with that. And I think if the gas prices go to up over $5, $6, you get in a $6 neighborhood, especially $7, then that's it. I cannot imagine that Barack Obama wins the election. Just don't think it's possible. If you want to throw in your 2 cents along the way on this overnight highway, please do. I don't care what your stripes are. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, or looking for a completely different option. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Sky in Texas. Hey, Sky, how are you?
I'm doing well. This has been a great show. I guess I'm going to talk about gas prices because as a working person, that directly affects me and my job.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's not being brought up are emergency services, police, medics, what gas prices do to a city, and their ability to respond and personnel-wise. And what you're starting to see are you're not seeing as many units out. You're seeing people doubling up, which limits the amount of people on the street, whether that's fire, medical, or police. And so that limits response time and availability and also the ability to do the services in a timely manner and that there's not a lot of waiting. Also, I wanted to talk about a lot of people think that just because Romney gets elected that energy and gas prices are a big deal to him. And you're talking, you know, I'm a working guy, so I look at somebody like him who's as wealthy as he is.
Yeah.
And I really don't see that being being too big of an issue. The only person I've really seen that talked about it was Newt Gingrich, and I basically think he's done with. But if you look at North Dakota, who's one of the few states that's allowed to drill freely on federal land, they have the lowest, I believe, unemployment rate in America at 3%, and the only reason that those 3% are working is because for various reasons they're not able to work. And they have 16,000 oil-related jobs that are open that can't be filled. And living in Texas, I understand, you know, the amount of resources we really have around here. And I look at Utah, for example, who has the shale. I don't know if it's 1.3 trillion tons, but that would top all the oil in Saudi Arabia. And I think it's absurd that anybody who doesn't think that if a new president came out and say, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do an executive order and lift these moratoriums and we're going to start drilling today, that wouldn't radiate all through the Arab states and oil would plummet. And I don't even think $2 a gallon. I would go to say maybe in the $1.50 to $2 range is what you would be paying pretty soon for gas. And, you know, the Keystone Pipeline goes into effect and some other pipelines. People just assume that the Keystone Pipeline would be it. no, there would be jobs, millions of jobs created on down the line, whether that be machinery, hydraulics, fracking, the new technology of fracking. And I really think that the key to a lot of our economic problems would be lifting this absurd energy restrictions in America.
Yeah, I agree with you. You were an excellent caller, Sky. Call me again. You hit the nail on the head when he's talking about lifting the moratoriums. I get shellacked, although he would agree with me, and you heard him say that, the Keystone Pipeline, the jobs that it creates, and he gave you some examples of that. It's not just the obvious jobs, and pointing out North Dakota and what's happened there and how many jobs there are available and how they're trying to get people to move there. They don't even have the housing for all the people that they need. And we're talking about being a waitress for $25 an hour because of the need for the people. We're not just talking about truck drivers or people that are working even more directly in the oil industry. He's absolutely right. But the problem, Sky, that you and I both know, is there's resistance to that. There's resistance to drill, baby, drill, lift moratoriums, do all that kind of thing. Because flat out, I say this all the time, and I mean it, you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, what are we doing? We need gasoline to be lower. We need oil. We don't want to rely on the Middle East because we still, you know, people will call and say, well, we don't get that much oil. We do still get some. We do. And 25% comes from Canada. So, you know, here's the deal. You want to create more jobs. You want to create more leverage. You want to create more wealth for the everyday man. Like, he makes the leap that Romney can't relate to that because he's an extremely wealthy, wealthy man. Romney would say, well, I'm self-made. Even though my father had money, I didn't take it. I went off on my own. I made my own money. The other thing that you have to remember, most likely you don't get an executive order because of the political hot potato that is. You have to look to Congress and look at this Congress. You want to talk about logjam, do nothing, sit around, argue. And, yeah, when gas prices go up, it's very convenient to find a microphone and complain about it and say, oh, it's the president's fault, it's this person's fault, it's whatever. But the lawmakers haven't done anything about it for the longest time. They trot guys like Stephen Chu, the energy secretary, who today was on the Hill, and drill him about, if you will, fracking the Keystone Pipeline and a myriad of other things, and it doesn't even make news. So energy is, absolutely, energy is the bane of our existence, but it could be the boom that we need in the country, but not enough people will sign off on it. And for that reason, we're stuck. We're stuck in this tug of war where we go back and forth, argue, and it's just empty air. It's empty air. Because unless we completely change our lifestyle, unless America goes to a form of something we're not used to seeing, which I don't know what everybody would work from home, and you didn't have as many cars on the road, or, you know, a couple of other things that could possibly happen to change, but we're not going to do that. We're not going to roll backwards. So in rolling forward, the answer is you gotta have the crude. You gotta have the oil. So where are you going to get it? 800-259-5791. More on that sad story of the shooter in Ohio. Hang with us, everyone. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Talk about, obviously, what's happening with the Republicans is big because what's going to happen with the president is the current guy occupying the White House. Is Obama going to get a second term, or are we going to see something different, and how much of a difference is that ultimately going to make? We're in some serious, and it seems like every generation says this, and I know I could go back and I could sift through tapes and I could come up with moments in time when this has been said over and over again, but it really is a critical time in the United States history. I really believe that. You can feel the frustration. In my entire life, I've never felt so much frustration of people who have called shows that I've been a part of, and I understand and I feel you, and I'm right there with you because I have my own family, and I feel it. I feel that pinch, the squeeze, the uncertainty, and that's what it is. And I think it's the anger over not having enough of a say. But always keep this close to you, and I mean this. There's a reason why you have to vote. Even if you say, oh, it doesn't matter and who cares, that's not true. There is power in numbers. There is power to the people, and we've seen it happen before many, many times, even over things that you might think were insignificant, like the pressure on Bank of America not to raise the fees for using your own ATM card. I mean, they already get you with the crazy maintenance fee they slap on you, which is like $25, I think, a month. Then they wanted to slap on another $5 for the right to use the card once a month when you go and take money out, which is ridiculous. But so many people protested, so many people said, we're taking our money out of the bank, and people did take their money out of Bank of America that, whoa, they didn't like the backlash. Government's the same way, because the people who we elect want to be elected again. So they're playing for another term. That's why term limits I think could, across the board, would be vital. They're playing for another term. That's what it's about. So you put enough pressure. I'll give you the great example. We're going to talk about the shooting in Ohio in a second, but what's happened in Dover, the Pentagon releasing an 86-page report. They had an independent commission where you had a retired general who headed headed it up, and what was released in the first, you know, 20 pages or so, somewhere in there, was the Dover dumping, the 9/11 remains that were incinerated with medical waste and ultimately thrown in a landfill. The reason this came about was because a very upset widow wanted to know, where's the remains? Is there anything? And put pressure and would call and call and call and get the runaround. Finally bombarded her congressman, Rush Holt, a Democrat out of New Jersey, and wanted answers, wanted answers. He started to ask the question, what's going on with the remains at Dover? The door gets kicked open and boom, all of a sudden we find out. And guess what? Since 2008, remains are cremated and retired at sea, so we don't have that problem anymore. There's something about the dignity of it. I don't care if you're finding shreds, because let's face it, people were blown apart, we know. I don't have to be graphic about it. But you still want that closure factor, and that widow wanted that. And hers had to do with a husband who had went to Iraq. And then that's how it all came out about, oh, by the way, there was 9/11 victims, too, who were in the mix. Terrible. But an example of why you put pressure, it works. Sadly, there wasn't any pressure put on this kid, I guess, or maybe there was, because this bullying thing keeps coming around. I don't know if this is really what caused it or not, because there are people that are disputing that and are saying that's not really true. But whatever happened, it wasn't good in a small suburb in Ohio that led to just a horrific chain of events where a 17-year-old goes and gets his uncle's gun, steals it. The gun was legal, by the way. Steals the gun and then wreaks havoc on a town where now three kids and their kids are dead. Random victims. Now what's going to probably happen is you're going to see that, well, not probably, that's what they're looking to do, charge him as an adult instead of, and they can do that in Ohio because of the law there, instead of as a juvenile. And the suspect told police he killed randomly. He told them he had kind of, a sort of a dead look in his eyes, if you see any of the photographs of him. So he was arrested. He killed three students so far, didn't know the victims, chose them randomly, and 17-year-old T.J. Lane took that .22 caliber pistol to Chardon High School with a knife and started to fire 10 shots at those students sitting at a cafeteria table on Monday morning. So now the town is trying to figure out how to deal with this tragedy, wondering what could have possibly set him off, the mystery, what led to this, the why this had to happen. Here's what a student and a parent had to say about now, a day or two later, what people are feeling and thinking.
To wake up in the morning and not know when your child or someone is going to die, you're never going to say goodbye, and you just don't know.
The school teachers and the way the school, all how they responded, from an outsider looking in, it looks like they did an incredible job.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they should get some credit. People tried to scramble. They couldn't do much when that happened. Terrible. Mark is listening to us in Washington. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are we going?
Good.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Back to Scott. I think what people, I keep hearing people say, oh, the president has no control over oil prices. In this case, I think that's dead wrong. Scott was right. If we started drilling all over the country and getting the pipeline going and going to Alaska and drilling in the Gulf, the people down in the Middle East would go, oh my gosh, and they would drop the price immediately to discourage that as a reaction. They're going to charge the price that they can get. And that would have an immediate effect on prices.
Yeah, I think he's right. That's what I said. Absolutely. If you put the pressure there, but you know what? You know, Mark, they're not going to do it. What do you think the chances are that they'll do that?
Well, not very high because his energy secretary at some time in back said we need to get our gasoline prices in line with Europe. And Obama's got a lot of strange things on his agenda that he's talked about. And he wants the price of gas to go sky high, so we have to go to green vehicles. The guy is clueless. By the way, something else I want to throw at you. Everybody's worrying about Obama winning the election. Nobody saw what came in 2010. Midterm elections. Nobody, even the major pundits, nobody predicted the sweep that actually happened. You think about that? Can you think of anybody who actually was right about how the Republican sweep to the extent that it was? No one got that. And I think there is an undercurrent in this country that is so strong. I personally believe that Obama is going to be wiped out in an election. I'm saying it on the air. Formally, no one's going to recognize my voice, probably, that knows me, but I think there's an undercurrent. I heard somebody call Neil Bortz the other day and say, I'm a black guy. And he said, there's millions of us out here that want nothing to do with him, but we are afraid to talk about it.
Wow.
I think there's a huge undercurrent. And in my little town in Washington State, where we got a conservative radio, no, we have a radio station that everybody calls in. In 2 years, I haven't heard one person say I support the man. And that's kind of like, that's what I'm hearing in the restaurants. I think there's an underswell that we don't know what's coming. I think we're going to have another Republican sweep, maybe not so big, in this election. And I don't think people, hey, Carter was ahead 2-1 in the poll.
True.
At this point in time.
True.
What was that?
And you're right. And then Reagan ended up winning.
And Bush, 6 months before the election, Bush won. Had the highest poll ratings of any president in history at the time. And I think he just went golfing, thinking, oh, I got this in the bag. Okay, and see how things turn out? These polls don't mean anything.
All right, you know what, Mark, good call. Mark says, listen, he thinks it's going to be a wipeout. What do you think? 800-259-5791. Listen, Mark, I talked to Republican strategists and Democratic strategists and really try to eyeball this, and you're right about the midterm elections, except for I can remember a lot of talk show hosts, I was one of them, but a lot of talk show hosts talked about the fact that the Tea Party was making a move and that people were frustrated, they were upset, and they were going to use their vote. Maybe not to the extent that we saw the amounts of people that were elected, but in this case, how many people are really going to pin all of this on the president? How many Democrats are going to go out and back Barack Obama? You have to ask yourself that.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30
30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Tuesday, Mitt Romney, who was maybe a little bit concerned, although they didn't play it that way, about Michigan, since he grew up in Michigan. His father was the governor of Michigan, and only kept hearing for 3-4 weeks that there was a good chance he was going to lose Michigan to Rick Santorum. He talked about the fact that he might have stumbled on a couple of things.
A candidate sometimes makes some mistakes, and so I'm trying to do better and work harder and make sure that we get our message across.
No, you must be perfect. You cannot trip over anything that you say. I don't think it's that. I think it's all the things that we were saying before, and talking about energy and talking about why not? Why isn't this happening? And you just heard from the last caller, Mark. He says, listen, I've listened to talk shows, I'm listening to what people are saying, and I say that, it's about the buzz in the backyard, it's what you're saying over the fence, it's what you're saying with your buddies when you're out having a beer or two, it's what you're saying when you're in the batting cages, it's what you're saying around the dinner table, if you have a dinner table where you're talking about politics. So, because maybe you don't even want to talk about them, because then it gets too nasty, because people are just tired of this whole scene. So you feel the frustration, you see it in the burbs, but is it going to really translate when it comes to voting? And, you know, maybe I'm seeing this wrong, because listen, I agree. When you want to talk about ineffective, I think ineffective is the word to describe the last 4 years. But moving forward, who's going to be effective? Who's going to drive the train in a different direction, really? Honestly, unless there's a brokered convention, which I think makes it much more interesting for the Republicans. That's why I keep saying, wouldn't it be great if there was a third party? What if there was that alternative? The real breath of fresh air, the real authentic deal, the person who should run that does run. We have great people in this country. We still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. We do. And we have, I think, of much better people that could run for office. They probably don't want to run because they're human and they've made a mistake or two in their life and they know it'll be exploited, so they don't want to deal with it. And that's why they don't run. And that's a shame because I know there are better people that could get on the horse and truly make a difference and take that horse off the merry-go-round and break away and go a little bit renegade instead of going around and round in the same direction. And with energy, because we brought up energy, that's what we're doing. We are in a vicious cycle that we've been in for a very long time. This isn't new stuff, folks, and you know that. This is not new at all. Even if you wanted to talk about developing green alternatives, they could have, at this point, been much cheaper and readily available. At this rate, who's affording that? What, are we all going to have windmills in our backyard? And the fear, I think, is that you have to rip out your systems, and who's paying for that when you have to go more energy efficient and you can't afford to do it? All right, so I got off track here. Romney, in the beginning of the day, talked about he's working hard, he's trying to make it better, he's trying to be better at what he says, because he got nailed for the NASCAR comments and some other things, for the discord of being the wealthy guy who says, I know NASCAR owners, and some other things that he tripped into, so that's what he meant. But he ended up leaving Tuesday into Wednesday with Arizona and Michigan. He won both of those primaries, but, you know, who gets the most delegates in Michigan is really the question, because it's done differently there. But no matter what, he's got the lead if you wanted to count up all the totals of delegates. So Mitt Romney still on top. Mitt Romney, in a winner-take-all, which is kind of rare in Arizona, takes all 29 delegates. And Rick Santorum gets some momentum taking that into next Tuesday, which is Super Tuesday, a huge, huge night, to say the least, just because there's so much at stake with almost 500 delegates. And Texas Congressman Ron Paul and the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, were pretty much shut out and out of the contest. So, and as I said, in Michigan, they award 28 of 30 delegates based on results in individual congressional districts, which makes that kind of interesting. They get two delegates for every district they win, if that makes sense. Pretty easy. Follow the numbers. The final two delegates are awarded proportionally, and that's based on the statewide results. In the overall race, depending on where you think the numbers lie, Romney has the most, 163 to 172, and he's got endorsements for whatever that means to any of you. To me, I'm not so much worried about endorsements. I'm worried about somebody who can drive the train. Who can drive the train? Who do I think can help lead us in the right direction and actually get things done and look at energy and look at job numbers and be realistic about what we need to do to chop that deficit down, because we also can't keep pouring money down that hole. We are killing ourselves doing that, killing ourselves. All right, let me throw out the numbers, 800-259-5791. This time next week, we're going to be talking about all the results from the 10 states, which is going to be really, really interesting. Let's go to our man Jay in Kentucky. JJ, how you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Kate?
Good to hear from you.
Okay, you were just talking about driving the train. Who's going to drive the train? I can tell you, nobody's going to be driving the train because nobody can afford to run the fuel to run the train.
Boy, isn't that the truth. It kills the trucking industry, doesn't it?
Well, it kills everything all the way around.
Yep.
Right now, it's costing me about $2,500 a week to run this truck.
Oh.
And if fuel goes up to $5 a gallon, it's going to add $50,000 a year to my fuel costs.
$50,000?
Yeah, $50,000.
Wow.
Right now, I'm barely over $100,000 a year
in
fuel.
Wow.
If it goes to $5, it's going to be $150,000 a year for the fuel.
Wow.
And what people don't realize, it's going to affect the consumers. It's going to affect jobs majorly, because let's say you run a distribution warehouse and you want to hire some people. Well, your shipping costs now, instead of costing you $500 to ship this load somewhere, it's now costing you $850 to ship it somewhere. And if you're running multiple truckloads out of your warehouse at night, well, that in turn has the shipping costs go up, the consumer prices go up. It's just a big circle all the way around. And for Obama to cap and put all these moratoriums on the drilling in the Gulf, but yet okays it for other countries to drill in the same waters, say, yeah, we'll be first in line to buy your oil. No, that's not right. We need to drill. We need to see right now it's supply and demand. There's a false shortage. There is no shortage. It's a false shortage.
Sure.
We have so much oil in reserve. He could release the reserves to bring down the prices. He could lift these moratoriums. Of course, the pipeline. There's just so many things that can be done that he's not doing because he wants to promote this stupid green energy crap. There is not one semi that will run on solar, a windmill, electricity. You know how many batteries it would take? I mean, look how heavy they are right now. It's just to run a car for a day. Could you imagine 80,000 pounds of torque in a semi trying to go down the road on electricity? It's not going to happen.
No.
They have to go too great a distances. I run 700 miles a night. I'd have to stop every 100 miles and charge it for hours on it. I'd never make my delivery. And I'm telling you, if we don't do something about these fuel prices, it's going to affect everybody from the ground up. And I mean even the people on welfare. Michelle's pushing these, we need to eat healthier. When's the last time she went grocery shopping and tried to buy a healthy meal? It costs a little more than these cheap pizzas and these cheap burritos that they can get for 99 cents. So here you go. If they ate healthy on their welfare checks, they'd eat for 10 days and they'd be broke the rest of the month. And that's because of the price of food, and that's got to do with fuel costs.
I agree with you. You're not shopping at Whole Foods, yeah.
Oh, I just had to vent and get this off my chest, and hopefully everybody out there listening to your program and everyone else is just wakes up and gets over this rhetoric that the president's trying to shove down our throat. Good to talk to you, Kate, and I'll let some other calls get in. You're probably coming up on a break. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Jay, great call. He gave you the great example. He gave you the numbers of what it costs him to run the truck and how ultimately that comes full circle and will affect every single one of us, and he's right. And the comparisons about welfare and trying to eat right and the push to eat right, there's no way you could afford that. Absolutely not, because the price of lettuce and tomatoes and vegetables and all that kind of good stuff has skyrocketed, and that's what we're seeing as a result of gas prices. $5 in parts of California, certainly over $4 in at least 8 or 9 states and some of the cities, because it depends city to city, across the country. The nationwide average is up, up, up. We've seen this now for the 21st day. Gasoline has climbed, and that's all anyone can talk about. We switched gears a little bit. We have been talking about what's happening with these energy sources and why we're not going to them. And, of course, here on the show, I've had guest after guest every single week, at least two, to talk about what is the myth of where we're headed. And Jay really nailed it there. You couldn't even have that right now. We're nowhere near having cars running on this electricity that could not take such a charge with no charging stations and with the ability to run the way they have to run to drop kids off, deliver errands, get on the highway. Not possible. Plus the availability, ethanol is another example. The talk about building ethanol plants and being like Brazil, so you had choice. You have gasoline and ethanol, and you flip the switch. It's not happening. He's right. And you're going to pay more. All of us are going to pay more as a result, not just at the grocery store, but all the way around. Head into the mailbag next.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Paying for gasoline when Madonna was singing this song when she was just a pup. I'm going to say we were paying about $1 for a gallon of gasoline, maybe even a little bit less than that, somewhere in that neighborhood anyway. Now we're up to $4 or $5, and who knows in the end, 6 months from now, what we're going to be paying. People have had enough already. $4 is the high water mark for most Americans, because then you start to dip into foreign change, and it's not pretty out there. It's rough. So as we head for the finish line, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, I won't push you out of this conversation. 800-259-5791. But we're going to also head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Here we go. This one comes to us from Trevor, who's listening to us in Missouri. Trevor says, Kate, love the show. I've been listening for about 6 months now. I'm turning my buddies on to it, too. Sick of what's going on in this country. Really think we need a change. Don't necessarily like the alternatives, but don't like what's happening in government now, whether it's Congress or 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We need change, and we need it fast. There must be a disconnect with these people that we elect and the people that they represent, because it's like we're from Mars and they're from Venus. XXOO, he says. It is kind of like that. Well, there's a disconnect. I think there's a disconnect with, and this certainly isn't everybody, in Congress, but a big chunk, if I were going to throw a number on it, since we're all about the numbers here, I would say 75% are removed from what's really happening. They just don't get it. They might have struggled when they first got out of school or went on their career path or whatever, but somehow they're not, I think they're not listening to what people are telling them. Why do we keep hearing that we're turning a corner and things are getting better? Now, the Dow was up to 13,000, which is huge. Before this whole crisis happened, that was the last time we saw that number. But that's the market. That's the Dow. That's a kaleidoscope. That's what the Dow Jones is. And it's one day, because we'll see that twist up and down. But the fates and fortunes of most of us aren't reliant on the stock market. It's the grocery store prices. It's the taxes. It's how much it costs you to have your kids in a football program and another after school program. People are squished beyond belief. And that's not even a good word, but I'm out of adjectives to describe it. So we can tell that this has been the main theme, at least on this show, for the past probably 2 years, but particularly this last 6 months, the tail end of last year and heading into the new year. All right, I'm not going to pontificate, I promise, anymore. Let's move to another one. This is from Claire in Vermont. America Tonight, I have a question. What do you think is going to happen in Iran? I'm scared to death we're going to have a third world war, but can we afford to wage that war? Yeah, the answer is no, we can't afford to have a full-scale war. We have the missile, though, that can blow up basically the underground laboratory facility, whatever, of Ahmadinejad's and the people of Iran, the nuclear enrichment site. And the Israelis are going to lean on us to be sure. There's a big meeting coming up with Benjamin Netanyahu, the main mouthpiece from Israel, and President Obama. And I have a feeling that the thrust of that discussion is going to be over Iran. I think so. But where do we get the bucks? Yep, that's it. We have squandered more cash than we can shake a stick at. Let's go to George in Kentucky. Yo, George, what's up?
Hey, I was just going to, that was a great call with the truck driver. I was also going to say, you know, I don't see the White House, you know, they've taken 33 vacations. I don't see them eating tofu. I don't see them driving electric cars, you know, even when they're on vacation or whatever. Or, you know, any of the rich Buffett, just pick one of them, even Romney, you know, they're not, you know, they sit there and talk that. And also, one thing that really turns me off is I heard somewhere that they are trying to talking about cutting our military salary plus their medical benefits. But for the union contractors that work for the military, they're not going to touch theirs or go after theirs. Now, that's sad.
Yeah, that and that's true. That's true.
I consider myself middle class because, you know, I thought I made pretty good, you know, to be truthful for one person. I'm not going to say exactly what I make, but, you know, I mean, it's above, you know, $70,000.
Right.
But I find myself sometimes having to eat at McDonald's and getting the special value meal or whatever, you know, or I couldn't make it through the month because of, you know, so much deductions coming out of your check and, you know, insurance. Our insurance just changed and just, I mean, I don't know. I can't even grasp that yet because as we get older, I'm above 50. You know, it scares me to death, especially about the insurance. The way we're going toward this, that probably scares me the most. So I pray that we get somebody in here to turn around. And one other thing, and I'll get off here, you know, and it's like they're pressuring the United States not to drill, to go electric, to do this. But I don't see any other country. Every other country is drilling, is doing everything they're telling us not to do. And we're giving permits to those countries to do that, too, just like, you know, the man said before. I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's like it's, you know, something backwards. I won't say that one word.
Right.
But you have a great night, and I'll let you go with that.
All right, George, good call. He threw in some good things there that we can gravitate toward. And one of the things that George said is it is very scary because you think about it. He said, listen, I make over 70, and look where I am. I find myself being pinched because he's got to pay for insurance that goes up, premiums that it doesn't make any sense. And as he says, you get older, the baby boom generation, and that's when you start to have problems. That's when, even if you're completely healthy, certain things give out, and that's when you need your insurance, and that's when they could care less about you, and that's a big problem. But that's something even completely separate, except for the premiums and the money there. Then he talked about the fact that he made a very good point. Why is it that this is, it's true, is crammed down our throats about green, 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 but the people who are cramming it down our throats are not living that? In other words, they're talking the talk, but they're not walking it. Not really. And they can certainly afford to do it. Remember, even Al Gore, Mr. Green himself, got in trouble for that because he had electricity coursing through his house, one of his giant houses in California. And once that story broke, all of a sudden they were refitting bulbs and doing different things. Oops, I guess I needed electricity and was talking about things that we should be doing, I wasn't doing myself. So he retrofitted a bunch of things in the house. And it is true. And how are we going to afford that? And the answer is, we can't afford it. You can't afford to retrofit half the stuff you have. Most of us, depending on the age of your house, well, probably most of us in general, you'd have to revamp, if there were higher regulation standards, you'd have to revamp the entire house. Where are you getting that 100 thou? Or, okay, maybe I'm exaggerating, where are you getting that $40,000 to turn around your entire house? It's not happening. The middle class is the class that's squeezed out. That's the thing. You're just completely squeezed and freezed out of the picture. And that's why there's that disconnect between most politicians and the people that they represent. How did it get this way? The idea was we the people. That this was a government by us, we the people. And so the representatives should look somewhat like us, and apparently they really don't. Because they're missing something in this conversation about what life is really like. And what it's really like, whether you're single, married, single with children, whatever it might be, and those with a big lot of kids, who really wanted to have a lot of kids and are excited about that, but then they have to feed all those children, and they have to get them off to school, and they have to clothe them. I don't know how you do it. I mean, God bless you. And I don't know how you do it, because this isn't the 70s. The 70s where there still was that hope that you could go on to other things, that you still would be able to chase after a decent living. You might even have a second house. Man, a little cabin somewhere. How many people can say that they've got that oasis or feel like they can achieve that? Any thoughts on the show, please send them to me. KateDelaneyAmericaTonight.net.
Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.